Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 58. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
And I'm Patrick McGivern.
It's Thursday.
We're gonna July 28th. Oh, June, sorry. Jumping ahead a month.
He's getting a little crazy right now.
June 28th. Pardon my mistake. 6/28/12.
He's got 2 days to go before. 3 days, really, but... I mean, you know, it's basically July. 4th of July is right around the corner.
Feels like it was July yesterday, huh?
Because of the heat?
Yeah.
Pretty sure it's hot all over the country, actually, right now.
I saw a map of the country, and it was all red.
That's healthy.
Except for Florida.
Yeah?
Because they have the tropical storm.
So at least it's keeping them cool, right?
Yeah.
Choose your poison.
Yeah. Can't win them all, can you?
That's right. But yeah, otherwise, we're Bleed Geek. We're going to talk about tech stuff and whatever else we want.
We do what we want here.
If you're listening live, you know it's Thursday night, approximately 8 p.m. And actually, we started right at 8 again. Fourth week in a row.
Boom.
It's like a new record.
Hey, Matt, if you're listening, suck it.
Guess it's not you after all. He thought it was him keeping us on sync.
Oh. Matt's been podcasting with us for the last couple weeks.
Oh, really? Oh,
so, yes, sir.
I didn't even know that.
Please, he comes on every first Thursday to talk about movies and whatnot, and then sometimes he shows up randomly just to hang out.
Gotcha.
Well, last week we went and saw Abraham Lincoln.
Vampire Hunter.
Which there's still not a review of.
Oh, man.
You want to give it a quick five popcorn buckets? What do you give it?
I'll give it four.
Four?
Yep.
That's pretty solid. I thought you would give it a lot more than that.
No, it's not a five. I mean, it would take a lot for it to be a five, but it is an awesome movie. Like, me and Matt, we were laughing, and I had a perma grin on. There was only one scene that I didn't like in it. If you have seen it, it's the horse scene, so if you are going to see it, you'll know what I'm talking about. That's the only scene I had a problem with. The rest of it was just 100% badass. The fight scenes were really good. It was an interesting storyline.
For those of you that haven't read the books...
Yeah.
The book. I think there's a sequel.
Singular, I believe.
I think there's a sequel in the works. Mm. I don't know.
There's like a cliffhanger at the end of the book if you read it. It's kind of like a transition into like another, I don't know, chapter in this whole...
Well, there was kind of at the end of the movie too, though.
Yeah.
Except for I've heard that the movie and the book aren't really that close.
That's what I heard too.
So who knows?
But,
yeah.
Did you read the book, Pat?
Yeah, I read the book.
Did you like it?
I did. It was... I think the only thing about part of the book I didn't like it... Did they get in depth on like the presidential campaigning side where he kind of give it up a little bit, but he puts his hat up for a little bit, you know, puts away the axe and doesn't hunt vampires.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay, so there's a period where they go through that. That was the only part of the book I didn't like necessarily
because there was no action.
There's no action.
You're like,
no,
who cares about politics and real history?
You're not meeting like Edgar Allan Poe, you know.
I just want to slay some stuff
and slaying. Yeah.
Are you gonna go see? You haven't seen the movie though.
I haven't seen the movie yet, but it's on my docket to go see.
He's going
to
go see it.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Matt will probably have an actual review up soon. Otherwise, he's going to be fired. So, I mean, you can look for that on bleedgeek.com/movies.
Yeah. And if you're worried about it being a quote-unquote vampire movie, don't worry. They don't sparkle.
I was like, who are you looking at? But you're looking
at
the camera.
I'm looking at the camera.
I get
telling
it.
The peeps.
I get it. I was like, you're spacing out right now on me?
No.
I get it.
There's somebody
That's
watching.
Funny. I know.
Why you gotta be calling me out?
I
looked at the camera. Gives you a reason to watch us live. I'm doing stuff right now, maybe.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Unless you're watching.
You might be missing out.
Maybe he just skydived off a building.
Oh, right off the kitchen table.
Anyway. So moving on. Before we get into the bigger stuff, Zynga had a... You want to just get right... We're getting right into it now. I just went ahead with that.
Fine.
We're done with the vampires.
You're obviously getting into it, so...
More vampires?
Mm.
Or Abraham Lincoln?
I'm just finally happy that there's a tall, lanky guy that's kicking ass. Like, it just...
He looked...
Oh, he got his ass kicked, though, a couple times.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
I know he fought...
He looked the part well, I thought.
Mm-hmm. He fought some town rough guy.
Hey... I'm going to have to say we'll have to stop talking, because I feel like we're getting into some spoiler stuff.
Spoilers,
Pat just wants to give it all away.
Pat, go see the movie. It's well worth it.
All right. We can talk off script or off camera. camera or whatever we are now.
Yeah, we got no script here, really.
Yeah.
Clearly. If you've listened to us before, you might realize that.
That's a true story. So anyway.
Wow, that licorice reminds me of some old days, tying it in a knot.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got community service for that one.
For what? Hitting people with it?
I remember that.
We went to the Vietnam War Memorial down in the cities.
Yeah.
And John Marsh had a bag of licorice, and we were in the back of the bus, and we were tying it in knots and throwing it at cars. And the last the last chunk that we had, it was like four pieces or something, and we tied it in a knot, put it in a plastic bag, whipped it out at this car, and it stuck on the windshield. There's two guys in the car, and they were laughing. The passenger, like, reaches out, grabs the bag, and just like chucks it back at the bus. There's a lady behind them, and she like sped up and forced the bus to pull over, and we all got in trouble, and we had to do
you had community service. What did you have to do? Wash the windows at the school?
No, garbage.
Oh.
It sucked.
Like how many people?
Six of us, I think there was.
Oh, Pat wasn't involved. He just watched from the sidelines.
Out of the bus, actually.
I don't. It was me, John,
you weren't a hellion, huh,
Tony
Pat?
White,
I was on the other bus.
Andy Grossbach.
Likely story.
And I know there's a couple other people, but good crap
times.
Happens.
Good times.
Indeed. All right.
So, anyways.
We do what we want.
Zynga, then. Zynga had their press release, whatever, on Monday. I believe it was Monday. Basically, their shares have been falling quite rapidly lately, so they were expected to, you know, announce their new lineup of games they got coming. This is their yearly, I believe it's called an Uncaged, their event, because they're a dog. Do you get it? Like, they have a dog house. That's what their headquarters is called.
I get it.
Anyway, but basically, they're like, oh, we're at the frontier. We're moving mobile gaming forward. I'm like, you guys are way late. You guys are hanging on to Facebook forever, but whatever. Do what you want. What?
Oh, I was going to say, have you looked at their stocks, what it was to what it is
now?
It went
down after Monday, too.
Well, like, even, like, so I'm looking, and it was the middle of February, they were at almost $15 a share to slowly going to where now they are at $5 a share.
That's only, 66% loss.
That's a huge.
It's only 2/3.
That's huge. That's crazy.
It'd be like
that's
if crazy. You were podcasting by yourself.
Yeah. So, good riddance. I think
they're not going to go away for a while. I don't think.
Everybody's bored. It's the same crap with a different label.
Yeah, they announced Castleville and Chefville, I believe.
Oh, jeez.
And wait for this one. They also announced The Ville.
Get the F out.
Which looks a lot like The Sims, kind of.
It's like if you've played one, you will have no problem transitioning to another one.
And coming soon?
Dogville.
Farmville 2.
Petville. It's already a Petville. There's probably already a Petville.
Was Farmville probably the most successful?
Without a doubt.
So Farmville 2 is coming soon. They announced Zynga with Friends, which is like their social hub now, where they're going to be able to like play cross-platform and hang out, like kind of like their Xbox Live or
sounds
their PlayStation
cool.
Network.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, overall, I think that was it.
Overall,
I feel like there might have been one more game, but then they're like partnering with some other companies that are making cool games, which I was like, why would they partner with you? I don't know. Do what you want.
Have you checked Facebook stock at all? Above 30?
They're right around 30, I think. I haven't checked it in a while.
Idiots.
You know what stock's taking off? Sprint. It's taking off.
Why?
Pat's just making that up. He's trying to sell stock.
I'm actually dead serious.
We could go back to the tapes about a year from here, and we hear Pat talk about Sprint.
Sprint stock's taking off. I'm telling you. No, it was down. It was down to 250 or so.
Wait.
250 or so share. Seriously. Now it's above 3. Because, I mean, they've released their LTE network
like
in Atlanta.
$250 or, like, $250? Like, $2.50?
I would...
$2.50, and then it's $3.12 probably right now.
So I could have made 70 cents?
I will classify this as taking off. Because in January, they were at $2 a share. And now they are over 3.
That's 50%, more than 50% gain.
Yeah, so...
And they had good specs on their LTE on their LTE rollout in Atlanta. They were saying like 20 megs a second.
Granted, it's still $3 a share.
Remember that time they're all like light squared and WiMAX are the way to go.
Look at
no seriously though. I think like a year ago, Pat's like we should all go buy Sprint stock.
We should.
A year ago,
and then I'll laugh at them.
They're a bit of a laggard to get their LTE network out. I'm telling you, I saw
recent numbers about where people are buying phones for what carriers, and Sprint had like 10% of the iPhone network, like recent purchase wise. Yeah. Everyone that has AT&T Verizon apparently stays with them, according to the infographic.
Well, that's two years. I mean, I'm going to give this thing up in December. Actually, I'm thinking about breaking my contract.
Oh, that's serious.
And doing what?
Just having this as my phone. I'll port my number to Google Voice, so I have it.
I'm going to call shit. Yeah, see, at least then what?
Then your job, your business goes under, and then you don't have any phone.
No, then I still have my number, and then I can just, I'll probably port it back to
then I'll just call people from my laptop. Whatever.
Yeah, I can sign into Gmail, and then I can just call anyone.
Use Google Voice.
Yeah.
T-Mobile's at least over $10 a share.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Suck on that one, Sprint.
Sprint in its heyday was...
The T-Mobile CEO just resigned yesterday.
Yeah, that's because...
He went to a competitor.
Yeah.
Good one.
And then...
What are you looking at? See what their stocks
I'm just looking, are at? Just looking at stocks. Ooh, AT&T is doing all right, though.
Yeah, because they control everything.
AT&T and Verizon they were, are probably the biggest.
Actually, they've gone up a lot in the last 6 months. They were at...
Because they're like, hey, we sold 500 million iPhones.
Under $30 a share
hey, we're in January.
And
phone.
Now they are at over $36 a share.
They were at what in January?
Just under 30.
So they went up 20%?
20%. Yeah, right around there.
Not bad. For how big they are, I mean.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I feel like their stock, I mean, their company has been around forever. It was like 18-something, I mean. I was just reading about it in that book. Anyway.
I am not calling you out, Mike. I'm just staring at you.
So anyway, Zynga.
this is going to be a fun podcast.
I was done with Zynga anyway. Apple, it was rumored ever since the iOS 6 was announced that the podcast wasn't in the music app anymore because it was bundled into their iTunes app. And everyone always wondered why they didn't have a better podcast app, and now they just launched on Tuesday a standalone podcast app. It syncs across all your devices and stuff, so you can keep up with all your podcasts just via that. It keeps you subscribed to your, you know, just a better interface for them.
So it downloads to every single device then?
No, it streams it.
Okay.
It just syncs your spot. But it's better than before where it was hidden inside the iTunes. Like, it was kind of, like, not hidden, but, you know.
It was, like, in that podcast.
It was under Other and then podcasts. But now it's got its own place and a better UI for it and easier access and better searching of podcasts. And
I'll give it to them.
Everyone's... The thing I find most amusing is everybody's pissed about the way it looks. Because when it plays, it looks like an old tape deck. Like a really old, like, where you actually see kind of like an
like
old movie reel. Yeah.
And
everyone's like, oh, that's stupid. Oh, it's funny, though, because I feel like a lot of the older people actually really like it. Like, you can tell where the line is somewhere in bloggers. You know?
You want to know what angers me is the fact that people, it's a free service.
Right.
You have no, it's like people that complain about Facebook when they change it. It's like, don't use it then. If you don't like it, like, what's the point of complaining?
They're
not going to go, oh, we got, you know, Randy Orvis from Minnesota doesn't like this. Oh, shit, we better roll back, you know?
Take it back. Actually, what did they have recently that they didn't even last 24 hours, Facebook? Friends Near You or something?
Yeah, they took the Friends Near You
It
off.
Didn't even last 24 hours, and they revoked it. It's funny.
Mm.
There's also a lot of rumor going around Bloomberg. From their sources today said that Apple, which everyone's been asking for a while, will be revamping the iTunes store, but that's been rumored forever. But now they're supposed sources.
Where's the rumor at when they're going to revamp iTunes
That's
itself?
What I mean, that iTunes...
No, not the store.
Well, they say the store, but I think everything is involved.
All-encompassing?
Yeah.
iTunes sucks.
Well, it's just
I hate
outdated
it.
At
it's,
this point.
It's, I mean, it's not
they just
that
keep
I hate
throwing
it.
Things into it, and it's...
Yeah, it's just... It's like a bloatware to me at this point. Like, I've... The only reason why I use it at this point is to put music onto my iPod. Other than that, I just downloaded Winamp again. Like, it's been ages since I've used Winamp, but it's so much more lightweight, and it's like, whatever.
I don't use iTunes at all on my computer anymore, except for once a week when I when I put the podcast.
Well, that's because you're on Spotify now.
Well, I still sometimes I still I use
I'm gonna call shenanigans
because I have
you use
all
iTunes
my,
on your phone
because I can stream it from iTunes.
Oh, from your.
Or I use I have Amazon.
You paid for iTunes Match?
Yeah, I paid for it. For I had to check it out for the to talk about it.
Right.
It's like $25 a year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's retarded.
Pocket change.
Right.
And you get high quality MP3 or whatever they
high
have.
Quality?
You guys are gonna fight right now.
What's high quality?
Well,
tell me.
Compared to whatever you downloaded. If you downloaded
what is it? 256?
Yeah.
Hmm. A lot of my music is 320. Google lets me play my 320.
I have all my music in Google
but you're
too.
Getting, you're getting this like
I have all my
you're
music
getting this from the
I have
producer.
All my music in Amazon too.
From the producer?
Well, you're getting a version that's like a master of, not something that could be potentially, ripped falsely or poorly.
Supposedly Amazon is in the works with the, to get the rights
the
to,
makers
the, to,
or
do the, to do
the
matchy, to matchy match. But yeah. We'll see.
I don't know. That's
I
the
feel,
one thing
I feel
I like
about I feel
Google.
Like Amazon really needs to have a press release next week of some sort. Because we went
everybody.
From Apple, then Microsoft, and then... We
Google.
Just had Google this week. I feel like Amazon's really fallen behind. Or Facebook. When's that fate? That's got to be coming up. I feel like that was closer to fall.
That's in the fall.
I think it was in September.
September?
Beginning of September?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Anyways.
So anyway, speaking of Google, since that's all my other news that I thought was anywhere near important.
Oh, I got one other randomness.
Shoot it out.
Happy birthday. Can I just give a little shout out?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Atari.
Yeah.
40 years old.
Today or yesterday?
Yesterday. So that's pretty cool. There was tons of stuff on Tumblr for it. Well, all over, really. It was pretty cool. So I've got a 2600 sitting here. I'm still yet to hook it up because I need to get the converter from RF.
Do you have any games
RF.
For it?
Mm-hmm. We've got five games. Six
you,
games.
You have Frogger?
Yes.
Nice. Pitfall?
I'd have to look. Because I haven't... Bought it at a church
Super
garage
Contra?
Sale. Got Super Contra for
NES.
Nintendo.
Yeah, that was funny. It's funny. It's just a joke.
Been playing that a little bit. Rage mode a little bit. Till I get the spray gun, and then it's like, yes! Suck it, you guys.
Play a lot of Super Contra on your PlayStation?
Ooh. Yeah, you know it.
You have a PS3?
I do.
Do you have Twisted Metal?
No.
Why the hell not?
I don't have it either.
That's like...
You could buy it if you want and play it on
that's
my
what I was
PS3.
Thinking. It's like...
Metal. Oh, my gosh.
You played Twisted Metal, didn't you,
oh, yeah.
back in the day?
I
loved
two,
that game.
Three,
one, two,
black.
And three?
I don't know.
One, two,
black
and three?
Was.
That was on...
Like four,
Super
was
Nintendo.
PS2?
Super Nintendo, and then...
Twisted Metal was on Super Nintendo, too? It wasn't just PlayStation?
I think it was just PlayStation.
I thought it was
PlayStation exclusive.
PlayStation.
For a while.
Yeah. PlayStation.
Maybe it was only PS... We'll go with this PlayStation.
Because I thought Black was on PS2, and then, whatever.
There was something that launched with the PS3.
Was there?
Maybe that was Black, or a Black relaunch, maybe.
Maybe.
Black 2.
Black.
Double
Black. Black, yeah. Blacker.
Dark
Black.
Black
Ops.
Dark Black.
More blackier.
The blackest.
You can go on.
Feel like
anyways.
I feel like we're digressing a bit.
Digressing?
Digressing? What do you want me to say? Is that not how you pronounce that word?
No, that is correct pronunciation.
Sure. Well, you said it
looking
like...
All Mr. Fancy Pants. Look at me
like,
and my big words. My name's Mike Earl.
I don't think that's...
I'm a thesaurus.
You want to talk about Google or what?
Yeah. Let's talk about Google.
Go for it.
So Google I.O. happened this week, yesterday and Tuesday.
Yesterday and today.
Yesterday and today. I feel like it was so long ago already. Just ended. Today was the last day, correct? Is it just 2 days?
No, I think the conference
for keynotes,
the,
yeah. though. 2 days. And it, they have, I think this is probably the most buzz that's been generated from one of Google's conferences, especially following such a what I would consider a rather large Apple display when they did theirs 2 weeks ago. They announced, the first thing they announced was, Android 4.1 Jelly Bean. It's
butter.
Yeah, I thought. I mean, we had made kind of predictions about what it was going to be. If it was going to be a tablet based OS or not, and it looks like it's both tablet and phone.
Yeah, I mean, the only time they've ever had only a tablet one was Honeycomb.
Was Honeycomb
basically all for tablet, but that didn't really pan out for them.
Right, but so it's Google moving in the right direction, really bringing together their tablets and phones to have a very similar UI. With Jelly Bean, so it's not a huge change from Ice Cream Sandwich right now, but
that's why it's 4.1.
They have Project Butter, which is a project they developed to make the entire operating system just more a smooth feeling to it,
smooth
hence
butter.
Butter. So they were, it was a lot, they were playing a lot with like the VSync and the refresh rates, and there was one other thing with like processor prioritization. But they showed
bringing the power of your processor literally to your fingertips.
Was that how they put it?
Yeah.
Fair enough. But they had like a side-by-side video demo in slow-mo showing like the difference between
ice cream sandwich and jelly bean.
And it was a rather large difference.
It was insane.
So
like, I feel like,
and
how
even
could you have ever used that phone? And I mean, ice cream sandwich is good. And
right.
obviously it was in slow motion, so you would never see that anyway.
Right.
But I think that's always been one of the biggest things that have made me not hate Android, but like I've dreaded using ever, is because
have you even used my phone at all?
Well, yeah, I played with
this
when
one.
You got it, yeah.
Because this one's smooth as hell.
Yeah, no,
and
I
it's
agree.
Crazy
like,
that.
But in older versions,
well, look at my last phone.
Anyone I've ever touched, I felt like I could touch it, and like 2 minutes later, it would move. Like,
well, it's like when I hit my contacts with my old phone, it'd be like bloop, and then you go to scroll, and it would go down like half a screen, and like kind of pause, and it
second.
Had to like, it's like I need to load the rest of the contacts quick. Give me a second. Grabs his inhaler, and then it's like, bloop.
Yeah, but that was, I mean, that was one of the, and part of the problem is the fact that there's so many different manufacturers for the phones that it's harder to get the UI to work so well with it, but that's something they've obviously, they know was a problem and have been working to make it so much better. I couldn't believe the difference, though, between the Jelly Bean and the Ice Cream Sandwich.
Yeah. So it'll be an interesting update. They released the SDK for Jelly Bean yesterday. It was available to all developers to start creating apps for it. The open source code comes out in, was it September?
They're releasing the source code?
They always do.
They always do.
They're open source.
Android's open source.
They didn't release Ice Cream Sandwich.
Yeah, they did.
Then why are they reverse engineering? Why is Cyanogen reverse engineering Ice Cream Sandwich for when they release it to the other?
Is it crazy?
But it's probably because they have to, because they're not working with the makers. They're making their own they're basically building an operating system to work with specific phones.
They didn't release Honeycomb.
Honeycomb wasn't
a
phone OS though. But
yeah.
But Android is.
It's all.
I think
well,
I'm gonna call.
It's open source, but I'm gonna say they didn't release.
Anything
yeah, I know they did with Ice Cream Sandwich. What are you doing? Developers.google.com.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
But yeah, and they also announced they were gonna make a PDK, a platform developers kit. Was that what it was? Right?
Yep. PDK.
To help with the OEMs and the manufacturers to help port the operating system faster. So hopefully that means faster upgrades for everybody else as well.
I
because, I mean, seriously, some people are still getting ice cream. I mean, we just looked at Pat's Phone, still has no ice cream sandwich.
And that's, I think that's...
Jelly Bean's already out. I mean,
no.
They say mid-July, I think, for Galaxy Nexus. Or is it out already? And some people already have it.
No, it's... Developers can... Well, I'm sure people have it already because the developer version is available. So people, so you could,
and I think
you could install
it,
but you would have
though.
To, you'll have to root your phone to
right.
do it.
I thought mid-July is what they said though for Galaxy Nexus, but I'm not sure. And Jelly Bean, they also, while you guys find your info, they also talked about, the Google, is it called Google Now?
Google Now.
It's kind of like some people are calling it like a Siri ripoff, but I don't think it's anything like that. It's basically like a personal stalker. It watches all your habits, tracks where you go, and tries to help make you more efficient. Like if you go the same way to work every day or something and they find out there's an accident, they'll tell you a way to go around it, basically, or send you a message about it type of stuff.
Okay, so here's an article from November 14th,
2011. That's... Over half a year ago.
Yeah, it says Ice Cream Sandwich 4.0.
It wasn't even released till November, was it?
The source code is now released. Ice Cream Sandwich?
Yeah.
Source code available for Android 4.0.
And also Honeycomb. They released some.
At the same time?
At the same time.
Maybe they just held on to Honeycomb because they were...
They withheld Honeycomb for a while. I knew that because there was that big thing about whether they were...
When you were trying to get the playbook. When you were trying to get... You were waiting for the full... Is that why?
You're talking about the touchpad?
Yeah, whatever you have.
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, I just noticed that there is, I mean, from whenever we did podcasts more on a regular basis, that Honeycomb wasn't released, they didn't release the source code of Honeycomb, and then there was, you know, all the drama that transpired from that, and, you know, their kind of their faux
right.
openness that they declared early on.
Yeah, no, Honeycomb wasn't even released, and at the earliest it was September, but I think it was November, end of October.
Ice Cream Sandwich.
Right. I mean. Yeah, Ice Cream Sandwich, sorry.
So.
But anyway, yeah.
So I do stand corrected. Ice Cream Sandwich was released, but
in
Honeycomb
November.
Was also delayed as
well. I didn't know why we were going there, but...
You guys were getting crazy. You were going to fight. So anyway, Google Now stalks you. I think it's really a clever way for them to get even more...
More data?
More ads specified. Like, it's like, oh, we're going to help you with all this crazy stuff. Look at us making your life better.
The one thing that I thought was...
this crazy ad that's very, very specific to you.
The one update that I saw that I thought was really cool was your calendar. It's like, if you have an appointment somewhere, as long as your location tracking is turned on, it'll go, okay, every day I need to be at work at, 8 o'clock. It'll... automatically give you a reminder, you know, like however whatever time you need to leave, it'll say, you know, at 7:25 you need to leave right now to make it to work on time.
That's kind
of
cool.
But it does that for like all of your meetings if they have the
right.
location where it's going to be held or any calendar event. So that's pretty sweet, I thought. And then
yeah, and it was like helping with plane tickets and all kinds of crazy stuff from your email and reading all your information and collecting it somewhere.
And that was still the same. The Google Now, that was the, like, Siri-based. Like, you could ask it questions, too.
That was just Google Voice Search. There's a new improved Google Search. That's what that was.
And
they were taking voice search offline.
Yeah.
Is what it was.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, but it... yeah.
No.
Like how does that even happen, really?
Like, that's... Because that's what I was wondering. Like, how... Honestly, how does that work?
I have no idea. Like, it can't possibly have all the information on the internet saved to your phone.
Right.
So I don't know.
I don't get it, but...
Unless it's something different. I think really what they're taking offline was more the programming that interprets what you're saying, as opposed to the actual search itself.
I don't know, but it was...
You know what I mean? Because, honestly, I don't know how they could do it without being online.
Right.
Like, when are these movies playing? It's not like your phone just has every movie ever stored in it.
I was impressed with it because when they first showed it a year ago, it was kind of slow. Well, I've seen demos done comparing Siri to Google's voice search. And Siri just waxed Google's search for pretty much everything except when it came to map-related searches. But now, I mean, when they were doing the demo of it, it was extremely snappy, you know? And they, I mean, they claimed that they were random questions, but who really knows, you know? But still, it was pretty impressive. So that was, I'm impressed.
There was only really three things they talked about.
I suppose my phone probably has it. Could test it, I guess.
There was only three things they talked about.
Mine don't have the updated version, but.
In Jellybean, I think. Butter, improved Google, and Google Now. Was that it? I feel like that was it.
Yeah. And then more rich notifications.
Right.
Enhancing
what they do.
Yeah, so with, like, your notification bar, when you swipe it down, instead of just saying, you know, you have three notifications from Facebook or whatever, it'll give you a little more info about, like, what type of notification, or, and you can see a lot more, and then you can swipe it away without actually having to go
into the app.
And if it's, like, a Facebook notification, you can actually click on it, and you can do a lot of, like, you could like it from the notification, you could comment on it without actually having to open up Facebook or
whatever.
Which is a good idea, because it just saves...
I would assume that would have to be all app-based, like that the API would have to be released and the app maker would have to do it themselves, right?
It's Android using them
to be able to do it.
No, it'd be the makers of whatever thing you're using,
right,
letting Android do it.
Right.
But it's like Facebook, they release their API, so you can do whatever you want. So it's, I mean, it was Google just using it more to their advantage.
Yeah. Or not. I was just getting at the fact that it'll be interesting to see what some people can do with it then.
Oh.
It'll be cool to see in like 6 months, like.
Yep.
The craziness that will be, like... So, that's cool, though. And they had some messaging thing that they kind of just touched on very briefly and kind of left it.
I must have missed
that.
It was
almost like a cloud-based messaging service, but they really didn't talk about it at all. They just kind of mentioned it and moved on right away, and I thought it was weird.
Fair enough.
But, yeah. So, Jellybean. Anyway. Yeah.
So, they announced Jellybean.
What they announced next...
After Jellybean, so I didn't catch.
So then they announced a tablet.
Oh, so it was the tablet right after. Okay, yep. So I was there for that then. Thought that was later. The Nexus 7 is coming out.
So, as you may know, they often work with a maker and produce a hardware and software together to make a Nexus phone, their flagship phones.
Asus.
The Galaxy Nexus is the flagship Google phone, and so they decided to go the same route with the tablets, since all the tablets were sucking so bad, I guess, was why they did that, right?
Right.
That and to fight Amazon.
Makes sense.
Take your fork and shove it. That's what they said to them, I think. They probably sang
more
it.
More or less.
Mm-hmm. So what do you know about this Asus tablet? Anything?
It is a Integra quad-core processor. Has a 12-core GPU. It comes with the standard size is 8 gig hard drive, well, quote unquote hard drive, solid state, flash memory.
Right.
Or for $50 more, you can get the 16 gig version. It's 1280 by
920
resolution, and HD. Trying to think what else.
Front-facing.
Oh yeah, camera. Front-facing camera, and it
pretty much tight integration with Google Play is what they're promoting.
That's pretty much all of the hardware products that they announced. Like, is what
Google Play. That's their. It's funny, like all the stuff that we're going to talk about, but I think Play was their biggest push. So in the Play Store, when they were talking about the tablet, they also announced they were adding the ability to purchase movies, because previously you could only rent them.
Correct.
And so now they're working with the companies doing that. They added TV shows for purchase, which they didn't have before, even for rent.
Rent only.
And then they added magazines as well.
That seems weird. Well, because I thought, there's an app. you could get Zeno.
Right, but that's
but
that's
this
like
is
a magazine reader. That's a weird case because they like
right.
steal stuff or something. I don't
so
know.
They claim it, and it's funny because there's mixed reviews, or not mixed, I guess, but on. In their keynote, they said it was 9 hours of HD video watching and
300 hours and or something of standby.
300 hours of standby, I would buy it because in standby, that's
my iPad lasts like they say it has 10 hours, but like in standby, I could leave that thing for a week without
right
or longer, but probably, you know,
yeah. So, but then on their website, it's only said 8 hours of
really?
HD.
That's funny.
Movie watching. And then if you're doing, like, e-reader stuff, they claim 10 hours. So, I mean, which is still
right.
Pretty solid. And it looks really nice.
It seemed to have a thick bezel, but other than that, it looked like it was built really well. Everyone that touched it said it felt good.
Yeah, the reviews that I had read on Verge and... there's one other, but Verge, I mean, they gave it good reviews. They said it felt really solid. And the one thing that I thought was weird was the bezel was rather large, but I'm sort of glad that they did because like when you hold it, you don't have to worry about covering any content.
Yeah. It's funny because they showed it next to an iPhone or an iPad and the bezel was almost identical, like in width.
Same, yeah.
But I think it just looks so bigger because the screen's smaller.
Because it's smaller.
Because it's
which
makes the 10 inch, yep. But it's funny, so like everyone was complaining about how big it was. Then a little while later, in the Twitter
like,
feed,
oh.
I saw a picture, and they're like, "Is it really that big?"
Right.
So
yeah, it looks very. I don't want to say classy, I guess, but it's very like a simplistic design, but very elegant at the same time. I like it. I think it's really nice looking.
How much did you pay for your touchpad?
Touchpad.
$149.
So base well. What was I going to say? Oh, comes out with Jelly Bean.
Right.
Pre-order right now for them.
Shipping in mid-July.
Yep. And the base one is $199. And you get, when you pre-order it, you get $25 credit to the Google Play store.
And Transformers Dark of the Moon.
Dark of the Moon?
Dark Side of the Moon?
There you go.
From their friends at Paramount.
Dun, dun, dun.
Which was a bad movie, I've heard. I haven't seen it. But.
Haven't either. But, and then, so that's for the two.
I did.
Was it good?
It was action-filled.
It was a Transformers movie?
What's the name of the director? Yeah, Michael Bay. I'm so bored with his film style.
Yeah.
Were there screen flares?
Screen flares?
Oh, you know.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Right? Screen flare?
There was, you know there was.
That was a joke.
Okay. Anyways.
So Randy pre-orders his Nexus. He'll have it in July and give you a review. I haven't ordered it yet, Mike. Don't lie.
I know.
To
I
me.
Was. I was.
He's
I,
considering it.
I almost. I had it in my cart, and I was one click away from having it pre-ordered.
I think it's pretty cool that they give away 20. I heard that they basically said that they're selling them at cost. They're not making any profit on the hardware.
Because they don't.
Which really means they're losing money because they're giving out $25 to the Play Store.
Well, and Google's always claimed they don't want to make money on the hardware. It's everything else that they'll make money on.
Right.
So, let me finish my quick before we keep. So $200 base price, $199 for the 8 gig version. 16 gig is $249. So.
And it's $249 is how much you can get an Amazon Kindle Fire for.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So they, this is what they, in order for Google to compete, this is what they had to do. It needed to be a good tablet at the entry-level price. The one thing that they have on the Fire is, the Fire is only available in the U.S. and Europe, I believe, where this is available in, like, every other country.
And I know that the Fire does not have a camera, and I know it doesn't have speakers on it, and I don't know about the Nexus 7 if it has speakers or not.
That's what I was going to say. I don't know if it does.
It has, like, a slit in the back.
I think so, too. Yeah. I think at the bottom. But I know that the Fire does not.
It was on the back.
On the back, on the bottom, yeah, on the... underneath the Asus name, I believe.
Okay, maybe that's what it was. Because when I read the article on The Verge, it made it sound like it was
maybe
mid back, but that maybe.
Maybe I'm a liar.
I don't know.
What do I know?
There's a speaker though.
So they have two up on it right there. And really, I mean, it makes sense that the fire didn't have that stuff because they were at, but now that...
They're like, damn, well, that was kind of a bad idea.
But right before this, I've heard rumors of a Fire 2 coming out in the next month, and also a 10-inch version. There's still rumors of that.
Uh-oh. That's what I'm hoping for. 10-inch version?
Of the Fire?
Yeah.
You going to get one of those?
Probably not. I'm more curious as to see what price point it comes in at.
$250.
You think it's going to come in at $250?
No, $300. I bet they do 200 and 300, 7-inch and 10-inch.
Yeah.
200 and 300. That's my guess. Or maybe they'll say, screw it, I'm out.
Oh my gooses.
No more.
No, they can't say
that. I know. They've built it up too much. And I mean, and it's again, it's about their ecosystem versus Google's.
And Google, obviously.
I mean, their books. I mean, Amazon had the books and it had the movies before. Google's now caught up in the movies, I think. So I think that helps a lot.
I agree.
And as long as they can get the amount of backing that Amazon has. I mean, I don't know what studios are on with Google right now.
If they could do a
obviously Paramount
subscription service, like, you know, like Prime. You know, Amazon Prime is comparable to Netflix.
But Amazon Prime still sucks.
You think Amazon Prime sucks?
They don't.
He's talking about the video service.
The video service.
Amazon Prime as a service in general is pretty kick ass.
The Amazon Prime service is good. There's selection.
Just the video part of it.
Yeah. I don't like the interface at all for the video selection. And I don't like. It's semi-confusing because some things you have to pay for.
That's what I don't like.
Because they have more than what's free, like what you can watch. They have it so you can buy, but you never know until you get into it. Do you use it a lot?
No. Well, I use it on the Roku.
You still use your Roku?
Not anymore, but because now they have the Amazon Prime app on the PS3.
Right.
So I've been looking through the PS3, and I would agree that it's probably confusing. I mean, I bought some things, you know, like Breaking Bad series on Amazon Instant Streaming or whatever it is.
Because you thought it was free?
No, not because it was free.
But because you're like, oh, I'm going to get this. I want to watch it. And then you're like, damn, I have to pay for it. And you're like, all right, here you go.
Well, at the time,
here's my money.
At the time, I had a Roku box, which only worked with the only online movie service, you know, kind of the pay-as-you-go service, would have been Amazon Prime. So I couldn't.
What about
like,
Netflix?
Netflix is on there.
No, Netflix is on there, but not for like new episodes, like new and emerging.
What about
episodes.
Hulu? Hulu's on there,
but not for Breaking Bad. That's what I'm getting at. So this is like the, you know.
But you can get that anywhere.
When it's
though.
Aired, you could buy it. Or
right.
Whatever, you know.
Like Apple.
Like Apple, where you can get the season pass kind of deal. Yeah.
I get you.
So.
But Amazon like Prime know. Really is
lackluster.
Right. I mean,
and don't get me wrong, because like Prime as a whole, I love.
Well, it's like, it, I mean, I've been,
but I don't use the
I've been
service.
Talking up Amazon Prime because there's a couple guys on Raptorsaurus who are looking for some different service, you know? And it's like, in all honesty, like, I'll suggest to everybody Amazon Prime over anything else. Like, I'll suggest that over Netflix just because you get more for your money in the end.
Well, if you have a Kindle, I mean, like for me, like I could borrow books for free.
Like, and their TV shows aren't all that expensive. Like, I was just looking at Breaking Bad Season 4, and it's $21 to buy off of Amazon. And you can
short seasons, but...
And you can, I mean, you can stream it instantly. And then you get the 2-day free shipping on anything you buy from there. And some people were like, well, I would never use the shipping. And it's
you
like...
You think that.
But it's like, I started, like, I mean, both me and you now, like, pretty much, I mean, minus my actual food groceries, everything else I'm ordering from Amazon
now. You order
now.
Toilet paper now?
Yep.
Nice.
I did paper towels.
Did you compare? Was it cheaper?
It was, paper towels were like $3 cheaper off of Amazon, plus the free shipping, so it was a win-win, really.
Is that weird when you go down and they're like, hey, what's this package? You're like, it's my toilet paper.
Well, it, at least
they
it comes
ask
in a
what
box,
package
so...
is, right? That'd be weird, right?
Yeah.
I would totally do that. That's like when I look, like when I get a house, Coburn's delivers. That's what I'm doing.
Why?
I never have to leave.
So then you can get food.
Store. That way you can order food and it comes to you like every week.
We talked about it before, but Amazon...
You don't get to pick your produce. They're just going to pick whatever.
Oh, well, you get to pick an item and then they pick it for you.
So and then they give you the one that's like rotten and there's like fruit flies all over it. No, and then you're pissed.
I heard it's not that bad.
And you chuck it at the guy's head as he's running out your door.
Not that bad. Take you never have to go to the grocery store. How awesome is that?
Are you going to be a hermit?
No.
Hermit
you
just, bat?
You do other things. You
I don't.
Go running. You go to the gym.
Hermit bat.
I feel like grocery shopping in general, especially for a single guy, doesn't really take that long.
It's annoying. It's every week. And if I could...
I hate having to eat.
If I could cut that out...
Why don't you just stop eating?
I could stop eating, Mike.
Yeah, you got a point.
You could take a, go on a liquid diet.
Liquid pork chop.
You could buy... I'm sure you could buy straight from the brewing company.
No, you can't. Oh, you can... No, you probably could. All you have to do is click a little checkbox that says I'm 21.
18. Yeah, 21.
Yeah.
Whatever you have to be to buy
it's like
all
when, I bought,
these days.
When I bought my bottle of Johnny Walker, I got that online. I'm like, wonder how this works. And all you have to have is somebody to sign for it that's over 21. And then you click a freaking little checkbox. It's like, seriously?
Nice.
All I have to do? Checkpot. So it makes me wonder how many kids order alcohol online.
They probably don't know. Now they know because you just told them, but...
Oh, shit. My bad.
So anyway, Google launched a tablet. Nexus 7. $200.
Yep.
Coming soon. Jelly Bean.
Jelly Bean.
But yeah, the reviews are solid. And it, I feel like as a whole with I.O. this week, they really were going after Amazon, not so much Apple this year.
It was...
Last year I felt like it was...
But that's because both... Google had to come out.
Google's fighting everybody.
Yeah. I saw
a literal sheet of people's things that people had written down where they're competing with who on what, and there's just a long list. It was funny to me.
Well, and that's just really part of the game, you know? Like, if you're going to have your hands in every honeypot, you are going to have to battle more people. Just name of the game.
I feel like last year was pretty exciting, Google I.O., though, too. Google Plus, we were all pumped about that. Remember that when we all wanted to get in so bad? And Google Music, and Pat couldn't get an invite for his life, and we laughed at him every day.
And I did get an invite, and I synced my music, and...
Now you never use it?
Now it's probably available by this.
Yeah, why don't you hook that up?
No, actually, I have it on my other tablet thing that I got going on.
Are you in the real chat right now?
No, I'm in... If you go to bleedgeek.com/live... There is...
A Ustream chat?
Yeah. Everybody's in the Ustream chat versus...
Oh, whatever then.
Yeah, so...
So anyway, what else did they come out with, Randy?
Oh, jeez.
Google.
I don't know what the... Oh, the Q. I don't know a ton about it. I know it's... So it's a... Yeah, it's like a little orb and it's media streaming...
I think they said it's like grapefruit size is what I've heard.
Yeah. And so it integrates basically with Google. It's strictly Google Play, basically.
Right.
So you can buy or you can connect to your Google Music. You can connect to Google Play, stream movies, TV shows, and all those.
So, yeah.
I don't know.
It's $300. It's got an Ethernet port, a US micro USB, a micro HDMI, an optical out, and a left and right audio auxiliary cables out. And it's got a 25 or is it 45-watt amp?
25-watt amp.
25-watt amp built in. It plugs in, and you could. So it's basically like, and really, I've heard it compared more to the Sonos, the little amps they have. The only thing is those are actual speakers because they're $300 as well, whereas this, you'd have to have separate speakers.
Yeah, they're selling, I guess, a pair of Triad speakers for
$399. Add-on? So really, then you're in for $700?
Yeah.
Which...
Oh, and don't forget about the speaker cable,
$49.
Yeah.
$50. Is it monster cable?
I don't know.
So anyway, but the Q... does not, like, a lot of people think it's taking on the Apple TV as well, but it's instead of like the Apple TV where you send from your device to the Apple TV, this is streamed straight from the cloud to the device. it doesn't do anything except for Google Play, so there's no Netflix, no Hulu Plus, and there is no interface other than a volume knob. You have to have an Android phone to use it or turn it on to do anything with it. They do allow, they're calling it social, the first social streaming device. So they're saying that people, multiple people can, like, so let's say Randy was rocking down a playlist and I came over on my Android phone. I was like, hey, check out my cool new Android phone. And he's like, yeah, that's awesome. And then I started, I could put my music in with his.
Who the hell do you think you are?
And I'm like, just kidding, I stole this from Pat. And then, so you can add your music in and then you can move it up and down. Now, from what when they initially said it, it sounded like anyone could move things up and down. But from the reviews I heard, only the main person can. So that's better because
yeah,
because
you don't want people just like
a jackassery going on there.
Well, it's like my neighbor's got a Google phone. He's like, oh, look at me.
They have to be on your Wi-Fi though. So if they didn't have your password,
maybe my neighbor's sharing my password though, and he's like, hey guys.
Well, then you'd have, or like me because I hook up to because
you're
Wi-Fi.
A jackassery,
right?
Or,
well, what if Fowler was over and he's like, ha, let's listen to.
He's got Apple, though.
No, he doesn't. He has a freaking nothing.
He doesn't have a
phone.
Yeah. He's got nothing.
He's got, who knows what he's got.
Some.
Time to time to upgrade, Matt.
Yeah. Heard it here first.
I mean, even Randy's moved into the 21st century now.
Boom.
So, yeah, that's the cue in a nutshell. The reviews have not been wonderful. I know there was some video, The Verge had a video, and they were trying to get it to work, and they had a ton of problems with it. But you can order it now, and it ships mid-July. It goes both ways. I don't know.
I was hoping that it would take over more the Google TV, the set-top box.
Well, that's
we talked about it.
A lot of people were upset that even today they didn't announce an update for the Google TV.
Well, like what you said too. Really, they're competing with themselves right now.
Yeah.
Themselves. Like
I don't know why they do that all the time.
They have two.
They should have taken the two and put them together and called it the Google TV 2 or
exactly.
Or the Hue even.
Completely agree. Completely.
Because I mean, no one's going to want to have two set-top boxes.
No, that's stupid.
But it's Google. They do what they want. So that's
it. Looks good though.
It looks cool. It is made in the USA.
And
the people think that has a huge to do with the price.
Yes, that's what I read this afternoon was.
The chip is, it's the same chipset as the Galaxy Nexus.
Yep.
It's in the same as in the phone.
Only the difference is that it has 8 gigs of storage on it, but it only has like 256 RAM or something. Because people were hoping that it might be like have a good gaming interface to it where you can
maybe
do like.
Maybe they were doing like what people keep thinking Apple's going to do basically
yep.
with theirs.
Yeah.
Add apps and
but,
control
but
it.
But with the RAM limitation, it's not really the route that it would go. It's not likely at
this
point.
And they said they added the micro USB for general hackability, but it's still with 256. I mean, you're not going to get a lot out of it. And I don't know. It seemed very promising at the beginning, but the more that comes out about it, I feel like the more it's falling.
It's falling short.
Yeah.
But
maybe there's more to it than we know later on.
Maybe there'll be an update or before it even releases.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh,
well,
we screwed
them
up.
Out, but
right.
Then those would be worth a lot, I bet.
And what else? Oh, and the other. I mean, was there any other big updates?
They're like, oh, Google Plus turns a year. Here's events. People don't use this.
Yep. Other than that, I mean, would it just be the glasses then?
Yep. So in the middle of the announcement, the Google Plus announcement, Vic something something.
Yeah.
This is a weird last name.
Yeah.
Was
cool
up
guy
there.
Though.
Yeah.
He's a good. He's the one that needs to be representing Google.
He's a good speaker.
Because he gets it.
But
he knows
how to
talk
there,
to people.
He's in charge of Google Plus. I believe.
Correct. Yes.
But he was up there talking about how crazy it's been. I mean, and the idea of their events is pretty cool. It's the whole before, during, and after. They set it up so it integrates to Google Calendars, of course. Why wouldn't it? And then people can go into party mode when they're sharing pictures, so all the pictures taken at the event get shared, and I don't really know how it was after, but
I know they were saying like they wanted it to be the biggest photo event like ever done. You know, like the most people sharing pictures.
And again, they live in this delusional world where people use Google Plus. But that's because the people that use Google Plus are the people that work at Google, and so I guess it makes sense that
no,
they think
I
that.
Use Google Plus.
I know.
I work at Google.
You do not.
Nah,
you're
lying.
I just talked to you and I commented on your Google Plus today.
I know.
But anyway, you want to tell us about when Sergey came out and interrupted his...
He's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
He had some time,
pause,
time sensitive.
Pause, pause. We've got some time sensitive things going on right now. We're going live. Kick it. And all of a sudden it's like four guys up in an airplane and they're like, what the hell is going on? And they were all wearing...
They were in a hangout.
They were, oh yeah, yeah, they were having a hangout that was live streaming from Google Glasses.
Whoa. Is it just called Glass, though?
Just, it's, well, but if I just said Glass, people
know,
listening to us are going to
be
like,
it's not named.
What the hell are you guys talking about? Glass? Glass? Like a window
that's
glass?
That's what it's called, though, right?
Yeah, it's just called Glass. But.
I know, it's weird.
From, okay. Keep going. So Google Glasses equals Glass. You heard it here.
From here on out.
Yeah, so we're going to say Glass now. Not ice, glass. I'm talking about Google, not drugs, Pat.
You got to that one late. Anyways.
So, yeah, they had four guys up in a plane in...
They had a package to deliver.
They had a package to deliver.
It was a Zeppelin.
And, to Sergey. No, yeah, it was a blimp.
Was it a blimp?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was an airplane. I didn't get to watch it live because I went out to lunch. I was like, damn it. So anyways, they were in the glider suits, and they land... What was the building that they did the...
Moscone West. Same one they had WWDC at. I thought that was pretty funny that they used the same building.
Because I knew it was the same, but I couldn't remember the name. So they flew down, and they landed on top of the building, and one guy passed off the package to a couple guys that were on mountain bikes, also wearing glass. And they're, like, doing tricks and hitting some ramps.
I feel like there couldn't really be that many people in the hangout. I don't know how that worked.
You can have as many people as you want.
I thought you could only have 10.
They had more people than more than 10 people.
I know, that's what I mean. Anyway.
Anyways. So then they're biking and they get to the edge of the building and they pass a package off to some guy that's rappelling down the face of the building. He gets down to the bottom and he passes it off to a couple more BMX bikers, or not BMX, mountain bikers. And all of a sudden, they, like, go through the doorway, and
there
were, like...
people jumping out of the way. It
they
was
were
awesome.
They were flying through...
I couldn't believe how fast they were going.
Like, flying through the building, and, like, there's people inside that I'm sure had no idea what was going on. But, yeah, literally, there was people in there, like, jumping out of the way in, like, the main atrium. And they get into where they were holding the event, and Sergey is like... Do not get out of your seats. And these bikers are just like flying down and they get up front and they like jump up the stairs and they get up there and they give Sergey the package. And it was
a set of Google Glasses.
Yeah, like looked like just like a
they
custom
were blue
color.
Ones, yeah.
They're pretty, I wasn't a fan of the color, but neither here nor there.
So after they got up there, Sergey announced that, you know, obviously they've been working on it a while. They had some other people that are in the project. Last team came out and talked about it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Shared some videos. And then Sergey announced that they were going to be selling some to the developers that were there at I.O. for $1,500. You could pre-order them now, but they would not come... You can't. They won't be shipped until early next year, right? Next year?
Correct.
So... But they said like 1,000 people pre-ordered them, if not more. I don't know what's happening right now.
I mean, if you go to the bleedgeek.com/live, go there. And you can actually, it's like Google Hangout, basically. Like you can turn on your camera and interact with people. So
you have your camera on right now? You're out of control.
Hey, there's Mike. Hey.
What do you do?
There's Pat.
Start broadcasting?
Yeah.
So anyway, so they announced that people could pre-order them, and they got this sweet like glass with a number on it, like this big chunk of like glass with the number when you pre-ordered it. And then today they were talked about it more, and they said that they're hoping that they will be on sale to the public in 2014. So they're a ways off.
Oh, and there's Pat. Randy, so, Mike, why don't you just join?
Randy's going to get a pair, because I'm recording. I don't want to...
Oh, makes sense. $1,500.
Yeah.
Pre-ordered price.
Quite a hefty penny.
Did you see how many... Well, What was the cool thing about if you pre-ordered?
Yeah, I just said it.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention. Right. I was all up in my camera stuff right now. My bad.
Yeah, the chunk of glass that had the pre-order number on it. I don't know how else to explain it other than a chunk of glass.
It was a chunk of glass with the center.
Awesome.
It was really cool.
Like
all
laser printed. Laser engraved.
It wasn't laser engraved though.
It was like inside the glass. Yeah, I don't
know
how they do that.
It's bubbles.
They blew it when they blow the glass.
Yep.
Right.
Craziness.
But that was, I mean, Randy's gonna get a pair. He pre-ordered them. He was there.
Did not.
He wishes he was there.
I do wish everyone tickets were $900.
Everyone there got a free Galaxy Nexus with Jelly Bean on it.
What else did they get?
They got a Nexus 7 tablet.
Yeah.
They got the Q.
And
today, what did they get? I forget. I told you earlier.
Chromebox.
Oh, a Chromebox today they got.
It's ridiculous.
They got a few things.
Yeah, tickets were $900. It was well worth it this year to go. And granted, did they give away anything last year?
Yeah.
I know they did.
They got phones last year.
But it wasn't as big
as
what...
They got Google Music invites right away. They got to hang out with Larry Page. They got... I made the last one up. Today was more of the enterprise and cloud side. I didn't see a lot of what happened.
Whoa, we got somebody else. Oh, Todd's joining. You haven't seen Todd.
Yeah, that's weird.
Is that funny?
Yeah.
You're getting...
They talked about that.
Bedroom.
They also announced Chrome and Google Drive apps they launched today for iOS, which I played with a little. The Drive app is kind of pointless because you can't edit your apps. The docs. It's not even a shadow that you're making.
I know, but Todd is. Fine. Whatever. Anyways, I'm listening.
Were you
paying attention to you now?
No.
Not at all.
Yeah, and they announced today offline editing going today for the Google Docs. And I think that was it. Oh, and then the cloud computing, again, taking on Amazon. What do you know about that, Pat? What did they release? What are they calling it?
The only information, I don't even know what's the actual name.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Of what?
Yeah, I think it's just Google Cloud
Their
Computing.
Cloud.
Yeah, and I didn't think they had a cool name for it.
No, it's...
They're still working with their marketing department.
Way to be on top of that one, guys.
They're purely going Linux, from what I know, but they're advertising 50% more power per money compared to Amazon, like EC2, AWS, whatever.
Whichever
version of cloud computing you go with.
So again, today they were like, F you, Amazon, we're coming for you.
Yeah. But, I mean, Amazon EC2 service, you can at least get... Yeah, like Windows, like 2008 R2, whatever.
Whatever you want.
System. Yeah, I mean, they have a good...
Can you put...
They have a good, like, slew of different operating systems you can choose from. Like with Linux, you can do, like, CentOS, Red Hat, Ubuntu.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. There's a bunch of different distributions you can go with, so... You have a veritable pick of the litter with Amazon. Yeah. And Amazon, like, their interface, like, the little bit that I've used it, I mean, you can build an instance, and it's truly, like, the definition of instance means, you know, you actually have an instance of a server, like, instantaneous, which is nice, because it takes, you know, mere seconds to make an instance, and then, like, you know, maybe a few minutes for it to boot up, and then you have, like, complete control from, you know, an administrator standpoint and management perspective of ports that come in and out, so you can actually control the firewall configuration. You can create up like different ACL groups and stuff. So it's kind of a neat little wrapper that they've...
Well, it's been around for a while. They've had it out for a couple years at least.
Yeah. So I mean, the management interface is really good. So it's gonna be interesting to see Google's take on it, to see if they can make it more convenient for people that want to spawn their own servers.
I wonder if they're more green as well, because they're always toting about, you know,
being green,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, stepping into
friendly.
The virtual world, you're always, that's kind of like a, that's like a given, you know, that you're green, you're sharing resources, you're sharing power, but we'll see. I don't know. If there's anything Google could do better than Amazon, is probably, you know, if they can beat them on price, and
right,
if they can expand operating systems, so, you know, Joe Blow, whoever, you know, wants to put up a web server or a WordPress site. They can do it at a cheaper dime.
We'll see what happens as that comes along. There's a lot of stuff I read before Google I.O. started this year about the stuff that they talked about last year that never even came. Like the whole home automation, like they were pushing forward last year with, and then like just kind of disappeared. And that, and the update alliance that they had going on, which clearly didn't happen. But I don't know. I think that pretty much wraps up everything Googly. Is there anything else you want to say about Google, Randy?
They kick ass.
Yeah?
Like I said, this is probably the biggest I.O. conference that they've had in a long time that
it's has legit... I think they said their fifth.
But it's like that's legitimately created a ton of buzz about them.
Right. I don't know. I feel like last year was pretty big. Everyone, Google Plus and Google Music both were pretty cool until they launched publicly and then no one
like,
cared anymore.
But I still feel like even with the Google Music, like it was, it generated buzz, but people were like, right. You know, it was like a dollar or a day late and a dollar short kind of deal. So, but I still enjoy the, Google Music. Like I actually used it on my phone when we went out to Wausau this weekend, because you can, if you're connected to 4G, you can stream it.
Nice.
So it's like I had access to
everything,
all of my music. So that was cool.
Anything else you want to say about Google, Pat?
Chromebooks. We didn't talk about Chromebooks at all.
It's because nobody cares.
Yeah, they keep pushing those, but they're not really getting much adoption.
I think they're overpriced for the hardware you get.
And the fact that there's a browser for an operating system.
I like the instant on, but you know the funny thing about the browser, I mean, it's like the take that I get from Chrome is that they're going more app-centric. So
right.
Like your splash page when you load up Google Chrome is, what do you want to do? Do you want to go to Gmail? Do you want to go to
right.
Netflix? Or do you want to Hulu?
They kind of they have like a section of your bookmarks and then a section of apps.
Yeah. So right. So you have like the app world and the one drawback, because I actually, when I was looking for a PC, I was looking at getting a Chromebook, because I mean instant on. I mean you have your like 8 seconds and your computer's up and running. I'm like, that's fantastic.
Right.
But looking at it, it was like, I mean, the video card was under power. The processor was like an Intel Atom processor. So, you know, when you want to like even like the simplest app, like the most like proverbial app out there being like Angry Birds, you couldn't play Angry Birds on a Chromebook. Which it's a freaking computer, and I can load up. I can take my phone and play Angry Birds. Like, how pathetic is that? Like,
right.
This big ass thing, but yet it has the computing power of, you know, something greater than a calculator.
Right,
marginally, but
and then if you lose power, I mean your computer would still be on because it's battery, but you don't have internet, you're effed because you can't do anything offline.
Yeah, but
if you're someone
with the update to Google Docs being offline.
Right,
now.
I mean that helps.
And,
so at
and
least
most of those apps you can download locally so that you can play offline. So
but,
some of the apps.
But how big of a hard drive do they have?
He's like, is it like 8 gigs? I'm guessing.
Don't worry about him. He's having a seizure.
I'm guessing it's 8 gigs, which is, you know, some of those apps
right.
are small, like 20 megs, maybe 40.
Well, I think about 8 gigs. Like, I think about my iPad. I mean, that's 16, but I think that I filled that.
Yeah.
Like,
it's true.
I don't know.
I think for the price, they could probably do a bigger SSD.
I think
they need
to boost. They're going to sell their tablet for $200. I think they can come down on the Chromebook price.
Yeah. Because even the new ones, even though they're like the Sandy Bridge Intels or the Celeron, I mean, they're the bottom of the barrel
right.
for processors.
And they're still $350, $400
it's
or
ridiculous.
Something.
Yeah. So I don't understand them as of right now, but I think it's a good idea.
They're aiming at schools and enterprise, I think, more than anything.
They're gonna have to,
I think they really need to come down in price to get that market.
They come up with a little bit more tricks up their sleeve to compete with enterprise.
All right, Typey McTyperson, are you
I'm chatting with the fans.
Ready to wrap this up?
Give me a break. We've been going for a long time.
Yeah.
Another long show.
That's like an hour and 10 minutes right now.
Yeah,
an hour,
but
10
that's
minutes
like
and 2 seconds.
Every like
yeah, whatever.
Apple,
wrap it up.
Microsoft.
Where can they find us?
Google.com. look up Bleed Geek. You'll find all of our stuff.
Go follow us on Google Plus.
Go follow us on Google Plus. Go follow us on Facebook. Like us, I mean. Facebook.com/BleedGeek. Follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/BleedGeek or @BleedGeek. Follow us on Tumblr. Tumblr.com or BleedGeek.tumblr.com, which is TUMBLR.com. Give us an email. We want a freaking email already, like one that's not spam. And I feel like with this current crowd in here, this is probably bad to even advertise it, but whatever. fans@bleedgeek.com. You may call us 406. Well, Pat, do you know our phone number?
No, I knew that.
Oh, you a-hole.
He took that from the email.
My bad. What's our email, Pat?
It is fans@bleedgeek.com.
Fair enough. give us a call at 4... I don't even know if I want to tell people.
What's the worst that's going to happen?
406-79-GEEKS, which is...
406-794-3357.
And if you're on Twitter, you can follow us individually.
I am @Mike037.
I am @TheCrandall, 2 L's.
And I'm still @HammockTime.
With a Y instead of an I.
Yes.
You almost screwed that up.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got your back here.
Or if you want to go mess with Fowler, you can always follow him @FowlerFF.
You need your camera on, Mad Dog.
The Nyman. But with that, we'll be calling it a night. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
And I'm Patrick McGivern.
So have a good night.
Google.